Hi, I'm Chris Melody Fields Figueredo, Executive Director of the Ballot Initiative Strategy Center, and this is my April 2023 thought piece. Close your eyes and think back to 25 years ago. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill was released. Britney Spears topped the charts with "Hit Me Baby One More Time," and "The Boy Is Mine" was the song of the summer. Buffy the Vampire Slayer was the hit show. Titanic swept the Oscars, and Sex and the City series began. Furbies were a craze. You rented from Blockbuster, and when you were jamming out, it was on your MP3 player. Apple debuted the iMac, Google was founded, and if you could afford a cell phone, it was probably a Nokia with a T9 keyboard. The Bulls won its final three-peat with Jordan, and France won the World Cup. President Clinton was impeached, the Euro was created, the Jonesboro school shooting happened, Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. were murdered, and the Good Friday Agreement was signed. It was a different time. There are parallels today, events that made lasting impacts, and progress was made. 25 years ago, two organizations were also created, the Ballot Initiative Strategy Center and BIS Foundation, to support progressive leaders and organizations on ballot measures and the role they play with voter engagement. Back then, we were mostly on defense, facing efforts to undermine workers' rights, environmental protections, LGBTQ+ rights, women's health, and more. Sound familiar? We, as an organization, were more tactical, transactional, and political. Just like the world has changed in the last 25 years, the BISC of today is different. The core of what BISC does remains the same. We train, we convene, we offer strategic assistance, we conduct research, we analyze the landscape, we help build plans, and more. But how we do the work needed to shift. 5 years ago, we found ourselves in the midst of great generational change. BIS reflected and reimagined our role in the progressive ecosystem. This is the journey that we've been on for the last 5 years with many of you. In order to achieve our vision of building a world where all people are fully liberated, live with dignity, and thrive, we had to progress and evolve as an organization. Today, we consider ourselves a movement-building organization rooted in building durable, independent, state-based power. We've set our strategies around shifting the culture of ballot measure efforts to lead transformational, equitable wins that leave something behind. We can no longer only focus on the campaign. Instead, we focus on every aspect of the 360 ballot measure lifecycle as a way to build power, bring people together, and break the systems that don't serve equity and justice. The who has also been incredibly important to us. We prioritize and center historically excluded communities, especially Black, Indigenous, Asian and Pacific Islander, Latinx people, young folks, and grassroots organizations. It is important for all of us to consider who is driving the change and whether it will have a transformative impact on the communities who have been excluded from our democracy for too long. In a few weeks, we will gather to celebrate BIS 25th anniversary. In particular, BIS will focus on the last 5 years of impact and how together we are shifting the culture of the ballot measure ecosystem. And wow, there have been significant and important transformation in these last 5 years. In the last 5 years, together, we created the Declaration of Equity and Accountability to disrupt race, power, and privilege dynamics in ballot measure efforts and lead equitable and winning campaigns. Out of the chaos and pain of COVID-19, our rapid response cohort has evolved into our peer-to-peer and skills-building cohorts to share best practices and develop new skills for ballot measure leaders. The BIS team has doubled in size to add internal capacity to better serve our partners. We have helped develop participatory research models that have won awards and inform our collective strategy, and so much more. There has been so much progress by BIS that you, our partners, have helped us achieve. There isn't a BIS success story that doesn't include our community, because we believe strongly in collaboration. So, as we begin our 25th anniversary celebration, we are launching the Progress by BIS campaign. The Progress by BIS campaign for our 25th anniversary is a digital communications effort that highlights and lifts up the progress and impacts BIS made and our partners, funders, and allies, with a focus on the last 5 years of impact. Importantly, the campaign is about community and centers leadership, celebration, and joy. We will be engaging our partners, allies, funders, and supporters, and asking them to answer this question. Looking into the next 25 years, what does progress mean to you? If you'd like the opportunity to be featured in our campaign, just fill out the form included in this story. We are proud of the progress we made because of the strong and beautiful partnerships we have with our community. So as we move into our 25th year, honoring the journey we've taken together and celebrating our community as well as BIS feels vitally important. Regardless of our beginnings and the shifts that we've made, this truth remains the same. For more than two decades, BIS and BIS Foundation have been at the forefront of making ballot measures a tool for change. We will continue to work in partnership so that we can all live with dignity and thrive. Adelante.